You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I'm so excited to be here today to talk to you, to check in with you. I know I've been gone for a few weeks. I have been studying and taking the CPA exams, and I'm happy to report that I have officially completed all four. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the results of the one that I just took. So that has been a journey, but honestly, it's not one that I regret. It has taught me so much, so much. I think I'm going to record a video about my journey, taking the CPA exam and all of the highs and lows that I went through with this process, and be sure to update you all when that is out if you're interested. As far as the podcast or as far as what I've been up to, that's mostly it. I've just been studying, taking the exam. How have you been? How have you been checking with yourself? Like, hey, how have I been? What have I been up to? What has my mind been on recently? You know, check in with yourself and definitely let us know how you're doing. I hope that you're doing well. Just wanted to check in today. I know that we are in the first season of the podcast and we're slowly wrapping up. Actually, this episode is going to be the second to the last episode of this season. And the last episode will be coming out in a couple of weeks. It's been such a journey starting this podcast, starting this platform. It's a vision that I received and it's a vision that I have plans for. And it's a vision that I'm open and willing to pursue. And I know that it's going to go places. So I thank you sincerely for being here, for listening, for joining the email list, for engaging on social media. And just a quick church announcement, make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. Our links will be in the show notes. We're on Instagram at Business of African Fashion, because during the off season, we won't be posting podcasts, but we will be pretty active on social media. And also sign up for the email list. The link is going to be in the show notes. The email list is the best way for you to get updates, especially about when the new season is going to launch. I'm excited for season two. I'm excited for season two. We're going to have some amazing guests. We're going to have some insightful conversations. We're going to talk about finances when it comes to fashion businesses. We're going to talk about real stuff, okay? So I'm excited for season two, wrapping up season one. On today's episode, I wanted to share a few of the lessons that I'm learning in working in corporate that I believe apply to businesses as well. So a little bit of background about me. I currently work in public accounting, and Business of African Fashion is what I guess you could call my quote unquote side hustle. So I'm going to share a few lessons that I'm learning from working in corporate that also apply to starting a business, building a business, or just being in a professional environment in general. So I recently attended a training for my company, and during that training, there's two things that stuck out to me that I'm going to share today. And really, that training was so effective because it helped me feel a part of the company and it helped me feel a part of the culture. And I think that's so important for anyone building a business, anyone building a community, anyone starting something that human beings are going to be a part of. It's important the kind of culture that you let your business have. Some people believe that business culture is something that you kind of are intentional about cultivating, and you have your mission statement and you write down what your values are, and then you just hope and pray that people stick to those values and that you hire people who also have the same values. But I think there's a lot more intentionality that has to go into the culture of your business, the culture of your company, the culture of your family, the culture of your community, right? Because if we're not intentional about, hey, this is how we do things around here. Hey, this is how we speak to each other. Hey, these are the boundaries that we've set up. Hey, this is how we communicate. We run the risk of things just happening without us having control over it. So I want to share today that it's important for you to be intentional about the culture that you're creating for your business, for your company, for your community, for your family, whatever it is that you're building. It's important to be intentional about that. Another lesson that I've learned from working in corporates is reputation. Reputation is how you are perceived, what people think of you, and the general idea that comes into people's head when your name is mentioned or when things come up about you or your brand. And I think it's important for us to think about what we want our reputation to be as individuals, but also as collective entrepreneurs, in the fashion space, and also as entrepreneurs in the African fashion space, right? It's important for us to reflect, take a step back and think, what are we known for and what do we want to be known for? But also on an individual level, what am I, Victory, what am I known for? And what do I want to be known for, right? So when my name comes up in conversation, what do people think? When my name comes up in meetings, in rooms that I haven't even stepped foot in, if they're making decisions about me, what is my reputation? I think it's important for us to reflect on that question because reputation goes a long way. And I know sometimes it might feel overwhelming, like, well, I can't control what people think about me. And, you know, I don't care what people think about me, or the idea that, you know, people are going to think what people are going to think. While that is true in some scenarios, it's also important for you to be intentional about what your reputation is. So there's going to be people who have their opinions and perceive you a certain way that you may not be able to control. But what is in your control, you can make sure that your reputation is aligning with what you want it to be, so that when your name comes up, you're not surprised by what people think about you. And how do you maintain your reputation? A practical way to do that is to ask for feedback. So one thing I'm also learning working in corporates is that performance reviews, feedback, and all of those channels are really, really important, because it's not just for you to read the reviews and be like, well, I'm doing a great job or I'm not doing a great job. It's for you to know what your reputation is, because people are going to tell you. So as far as your business goes, are you asking people for feedback? When you deliver something to your customer, do you ask them to give you a review? Do you ask them for their feedback, right? And if they're not responding to the reviews that you're, you know, maybe you sold someone a dress, for example, and you sent them a link like, hey, leave us a review and you get 20% off your next order, you know, and you're seeing from the numbers that people aren't giving you reviews and there's no way for you to get that feedback to know what your reputation is. Think about, do I need to change my approach? The way that I'm asking for feedback, does that need to change, right? So instead of sending people a link all the time, maybe you pick up the phone and you call a customer if you have their phone number and you surprise them, right? You're calling them on the phone. You're speaking to an actual human being. They know that you value them because you're spending 10, 15 minutes of your time asking them for feedback about your product. So maybe you pick up the phone and you call a customer for feedback instead. Or maybe instead of sending the links, if that's not working, maybe you send them a personalized email, right? Or maybe you say, hey, can we set up a 10-15 minute Zoom call? Or can we set up a 10-15 minute Instagram call? I think Instagram has that feature right now where you can call someone through the app and ask your customers for feedback. Ask them what they think about your products. Ask them how they perceive your brand. Ask them what your reputation is. Because again, if you don't have a map of where you're going, you don't know where you're going. And how else to have a map than ask for feedback? Ask your customers for feedback about your brand, for feedback about your products. Just ask them if they're willing. Most people are willing. Interesting story. Before I started this podcast, I needed to do some market research and I decided that I was going to reach out to some fashion entrepreneurs on Instagram who engage with pages that are also talking about African fashion. So I reached out to about 10-15 people on Instagram, just literally cold DM'd them. I don't know if that's like a phrase that we use. I know there's like sending cold emails, but I don't know if cold DMing people is a thing, but that's what I did. I sent people a DM like, hey, my name's Victory. I'm interested in starting this platform. And I know that you're involved in the African fashion space. Would you be interested to give me 10-15 minutes of your time to ask you about what your interests are? And I got a couple of responses back. I spoke to about probably up to 7 people about what it would mean to start this platform, Business of African Fashion. And based on those responses, I had the information that I needed to start this podcast, to start the YouTube channel, right? That's me asking for feedback. That's me finding out what the market wants, what the customers want before starting. So for you and your brand, linking it back to your reputation, ask people for feedback. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. The worst they can say is no, right? And then you know you're going to ask someone else, and someone else might say yes. Someone else might say, you know what? I'm really honored that you're asking me for my feedback because I do see a way that your brand can improve. And please, when they give you the feedback, make sure you don't take it personally. This is business, okay? See it as they are giving you feedback about your product, not about you. So if someone says, you know, I really like this dress, but the zipper got messed up after the first time I wore it, or something went off with the dress, don't take that as a criticism of you personally. Take it as a criticism of product. And instead of taking it personally, like, oh, I'm never going to sell to this person again, take it as, how can I improve my product? How can I improve the zipper to make sure that it doesn't get spoiled after the first use, right? So these are some of the things that we have to think about related to our reputation. You personally, as the founder of your brand, and the brand as an institution of its own.
This episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast is brought to you by the African Fashion Entrepreneur Society. Now, you all know how much I talk about the importance of community, especially when you're starting something new, the importance of plugging in to people who are like-minded, just like you are. And I'm so excited to announce that we're working on building a platform for African fashion entrepreneurs to be able to connect, network, and learn and grow together. Click the link in the show notes to join our email list so that you'll be one of the very first people notified when the community is available to join. Again, that link is in the show notes. Make sure that you click, put in your email, and become a part of the community. All right, guys, let's get back to the episode.
The second lesson that I'm learning from working in corporates that I believe can be related to starting a business is relationships. During my training, there was someone who spoke, and I respected his words a lot, and he talked about the importance of building relationships. Even if you think you're at the early stage of your career where you might have an illusion that it doesn't matter, it's actually more important for you to build relationships now that you're at the start of your fashion entrepreneur journey, where you may not be popping or you don't know that many people, because in many ways it's easier, right? Because you don't have that clout or that attention, it's easier for you to build genuine relationships that you can then grow and mature when you do have the attention or the success of the brand. And that way you know that these friendships are genuine because you had them when you didn't really have much to offer, right? As far as clout goes or whatever. So build relationships, connect with people, reach out to other entrepreneurs that you admire, actually tell them something that you admire about them, have a conversation with them. I know in our social media age, it's easy to think that you're building relationships with people by liking their photos or commenting on their posts, but that's, for me, it's more surface level. It doesn't really go deep into the relationship. If there's somebody that you're desiring to connect with in the business world, in the fashion world, in the entrepreneurship world, actually send them a DM and say, hey, when you said this, it resonated with me. I would love to take 10 to 15 minutes to get to know you. Let's talk. Let's build a relationship, you know? So it's so important to build relationships. And he said something in the training as well that stuck with me, and I wrote it down. He said, relationships are the currency of the future. You know, there's a lot of noise right now in the atmosphere about crypto and all of these other currencies being the currency of the future. But really, the currency of the future is relationships. It's about who you know. It's about who you know that might be able to open a door for you when you need an opportunity. It's about who you know that might even inform you of that opportunity so you're aware so that you can apply. It's about who you know that might be able to speak positive about you in a meeting where a decision is about to be made, right? So relationships are the currency of the future. And he also said something that resonated really deeply with me. He said, there is fortune in the follow-up. So when you meet someone, let's say, for example, you attend a training, like a weekend training, and it's really awesome, and you have all this energy, and you're out there engaging with people, communicating with them, getting to know them, and you're like, wow, I'm an entrepreneur. Look how many people I connected with. And then after the training, you never reach out to them. They never hear from you. That relationship is essentially useless. It's not worth it to you or to them. Make sure that when you connect with people, you follow up. And following up isn't necessarily just following them on Instagram and commenting on their pictures or liking that their pictures. That does do something, but that's, again, surface level. Once in a while, reach out to them like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. How have you been? Let's hop on a call. Let's talk for 10 minutes. Let's check in with each other, right? So make sure that you are also doing that. And I understand that it can be difficult because, again, I'm having to learn this in real time as well. At the training, I connected with a lot of people. In my mind, I'm thinking, how do I maintain these relationships? How do I make sure that I follow up? What little things can I do to keep connected with these people, right? And I read this book. The book is called The Personal Touch, and it was written by Terry Williams. I highly recommend that book. I read that book, and it gave me so many resources and so many ideas of how to create my personal touch, my personal brand in business, in corporate, the way that I want to show up, what I want my reputation to be, and all of that. So the book is called The Personal Touch by Terry Williams. But in that book, she gives so many ideas of how to follow up with people, how to maintain relationships. So let's say you were at a training and you and somebody talked about Korean dramas, for example, because I'm a K-drama lover. Let's say you talked about Korean dramas and it was just random and you're looking for a way to follow up with them. Let's say it's been 2 months after the training. How about you send them a link to the recent Korean drama that you watched that you really enjoyed and say, hey, I know we talked about Korean dramas at the training. I just wanted to recommend this to you because I watched it and it was amazing and I really enjoyed it. I think you would as well. That's a great way to follow up because they'll be like, wow. Not only did this person remember me, they remembered that I like Korean dramas, and now they've sent me a really nice one to watch. So that's a great way to maintain relationships. Another one is if you see an article that somebody would be interested in, let's say somebody who's really interested in the stock market, and you see an article about the stock market, you can email it to them and be like, hey, I know you're really interested in the stock market. I saw this article and I thought of you when I read it. Right? And that's a great way to follow up because they'd be like, that's so sweet that you thought of me, but then also you sent me a nice resource that I would enjoy reading, right? So these are the little things that you can do to follow up, but make sure that you are maintaining relationships as much as you can. Now, you won't be able to maintain all of them. Let's say you go to a conference and you network with 50 people. You may not be able to maintain all 50, but at least try to maintain 5 out of 50, you know? Because again, reputation is important and relationships are important as well. So to recap, the lessons that I'm learning in corporate that can be applied to business as well. The first one is your reputation. Make sure that you're asking for feedback. Ask yourself the question, what am I known for and what would I like to be known for? And the second thing is relationships. Relationships are the currency of the future and there is fortune in the follow-up. Alrighty, friends, this is all for this week's episode. I hope that you have enjoyed listening. Again, make sure that you follow us on Instagram. And also, I'm thinking about doing a segment on this podcast where I answer your questions. So if you have any questions that you want to ask about business, about career, about fashion, about starting, about finances, I'm not a certified financial advisor, but I'll do my best. Send those to businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. Again, that's businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. I would love to see your questions. I'd love to attempt to answer them and just stay connected and get to know you. I'm following my own advice here. I said ask for feedback, right? So if you have feedback about the podcast, about how it has impacted you this first season, your opinions about it, make sure that you leave us a review on iTunes or on whatever platform it is that you listen on. I really, really, really appreciate hearing your feedback and I will be reading each and every single one of those. And if you don't know how to leave a review, just send an email to businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. Again, I'm very interested in hearing your feedback and just finding out what you think about the podcast and connecting with you. So that's all for this week's episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye.